T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, action in the American getting going today in Memphis. Do you like the idea of the tournament being on campus? Well, or at least being held in the city.
I like it being a member institution. In Fort Worth the next 3 years better.
Yeah, so
I'm not
do
sure
I.
how that happened to start with, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, it'll be well attended when Memphis plays, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be 15 grand
there. No question about it.
Well,
and they might draw anyway. I mean, you know, I think there's pretty good basketball fans in Memphis, but probably not. I don't know. We'll see.
I guess we will see.
We'll see. Wichita State and East Carolina cap things off on a first day with 4 games in tap, or on tap, rather. Playing an East Carolina team that I would imagine would probably send some warning flares. When you beat a team the way that they've beaten that team twice by, what, an average of like 15 points. I can't remember the two, but
that's
they handled them pretty easily.
16 and
games.
17. Close.
Yeah, yep. So there you go. So 16 and a half. This kind of falls into the category of danger, maybe a little bit like the Tulane game was, the last one that they played.
Then again, when you're better than the other team, beating somebody 3 times in one season shouldn't be all that hard. You know, there's 2 sides of that particular coin. I don't know whoever started the it's tough to beat a team 3 times in 1 year thing, but that seems to kind of stick in everybody's mind. But when you beat them by 16 and 17 and you're an 11-point favorite on a neutral floor, just make sure it doesn't happen. I mean, you're the better team, and I know momentum doesn't necessarily have a lot to do with sports. Maybe in basketball it does. I don't know. But when you held down Jalen Gardner, I don't remember exactly how many points he had in the most recent Shocker win against him, but he was no factor. He was really quiet. I do know that. And the Shockers just kind of slogged their way to beating him by 17. If you slog your way through a game and beat somebody by 17, you're better than the other guys. So
yeah, you are. You're right.
Make it happen. Make it happen. Yeah. Don't slip up. This won't be. And follow me on this logic. It'd be one thing if they were playing at noon instead of South Florida and UConn.
Mm-hmm.
That I think a lack of atmosphere may play into ECU's favor if that were to happen, but they're playing, it's not even really the primetime game, it's the late game, but
yeah,
don't you think that plays into Wichita State's favor a little bit, in that there'll be a little more juice in the arena, there'll be a little more,
you would think so. Is that a 10, I can't remember, is Memphis East or is it Central?
I think Memphis is Central.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
Nashville is East.
Yeah,
Memphis is Central. So it's a 9 o'clock, what is it?
Local.
9 o'clock local tip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that place will still be jumping a little bit. I would imagine.
I would think that would help Wichita State and their energy level if you need to point to something like that. They're playing about as well as they have all year. I mean, I don't think you can deny that. The winner will face Temple at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Look, you got Marcus McDuffie.
Look, if you've made the type of improvement that you need, that you think that you've made, and you're a better team than the one that you're playing, that's a pretty good combination.
I would think
that's
a good place to
start. Go out and play. Good, great place to start. Now, that doesn't work against Temple. But you know what? Let's get through the 40 minutes. Let's get 18 in the bank, and let's see what happens. Because I don't think Temple is totally out of range of Wichita State. I think it would be a very good basketball game, especially if the Shockers can can shoot the ball well, which is always a little bit of a gamble, and especially when they're away from Charles Koch Arena. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I think that they're set up about as well as they possibly can can be for being a sixth seed in this tournament, Shane. I really do.
I do, too. Short of ECU being there instead of Temple. And like I said, that's just my personal preference. If UCF was sitting there waiting on the winner, to me, that would have played in the Wichita State's favor just a tiny bit better. But certainly splitting hairs. And they, you know, they had that game against Temple all those days ago, over a month ago. You brought up a good point. The one thing that would bother me just a little, or worry me just a little, is if Wichita State gets off to a cold shooting start. It'd be nice if they make four of their first five shots, something like that, you know? If they miss their first five shots, and this is just a pillow fight, then Shocker fans are going to start shaking their heads, I think.
They will.
You know?
Absolutely. And this is a new experience. Yes, they played 30 games of basketball, and the freshmen are no longer freshmen and all of that stuff, right? Yeah. But they're playing in a conference tournament. The feeling is different. The vibe, the energy, the format is different. They're playing very late tonight. But I fall back again. They're playing a team that they're not, that they're much better than. Mm-hmm. And if they can play well here, then it makes the Temple game that much better. If they can have a game where they play, where they shoot the ball relatively well, make some shots, do some things that give them some confidence in a new environment for most of them. Yeah, it's basketball, but it's conference tournament. And there's a different feel to conference tournament games than there are to even an away game that you're playing in conference. It's a new experience. How will this team deal with that new experience? Well, I would think that they should deal with it pretty well, considering the team that they're playing. And then you load yourself up for a team like Temple that creates all kinds of different challenges. But if you can play well, and you can get that newness out of your brain a little bit, then it gives
only
you that
Marcus,
much better
only
of a chance
Marcus
tomorrow.
McDuffie played in that the American tournament last year. None of the rest of these guys have. And I guess that's the other thing. Yeah. You got to make sure that they don't freak out and, you know, get into early foul trouble and be overhyped and, you know, all the stuff that comes.
Exactly.
All the stuff that comes with basically, not having been there before.
Well, yeah, the excitement of it. You don't want to burn yourself out in warm-ups. I know people think,
go right ahead
what
and
are
do
you
that.
Talking about?
If that takes the edge off and keeps you from getting two fouls in the first 5 minutes, go right ahead and burn yourself out in warm-ups.
Exactly.
We don't need that. And we damn sure don't need ECU hanging around thinking that they can win. That's the bottom line.
Put them
where they belong, and that's about 9 points in the rear view coming up at halftime, for example.
Yeah. Have that, and then have a game where you manage the second half, build the lead just because you're that much better, win by 13 or 14, get out of there, and get on with your preparation for Temple.
Yep.
That's in a perfect world. Funny how that doesn't always work. Yep. Bill is taking time out of his day at 869-1240 and wants to join the show. Bill, nice to have you on Sports Daily.
Yes, thank you. Just a couple of comments. Don't both of you think that we have the most – in the AAC now, we have the most improved big man play that you've seen over the last 20 games in Midgard and it's Nicky. I mean, neither one of them miss too much when they come in. And when I'm analyzing big men among the league, I can't see two men that have improved as much as they have. And I think that will really carry us through this game tonight. We are favored by 11, so I really think we'll win this game handily in Temple, but I do think the big men play will certainly make the Temple game much more even. I think Temple will probably be a 4 or 5 point favorite.
It all depends on the tempo. You know, if Temple can get up and down a little bit and make Wichita State run, then that's your equalizer. To your point, I think you bring up a good one, Bill, in tonight that they're way bigger than ECU and way more physical than ECU. And that would be a hell of a good place to start. And that's pump it down into the paint for about the first five or six possessions and see how they handle it. To Bill's point about big men throughout the league, it's really not a big man league.
No, it isn't.
Echenique and Mittgaard are bigger than almost everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's five men, if you want to call them that. There's a whole heck of a lot of 6'8", 6'9", five men in this league that can step out and shoot it, that are long, play bigger than their actual height suggests. So while I agree with Bill, he's right, that Wichita State probably has the best progression of five guys in the league, they're really without peer when it comes to actual guys that stand with their back to the basket. I'm trying to think of another team that they dump it into the post like we do. There really isn't anybody that does it like as often as Wichita State does, and
no.
Let alone having a two-headed monster to do it in Mittgaard and Echenique. Now, Echenique can step out a little bit, but Mittgaard's absolutely a guy that parks his big you-know-what down on the block and tries to go to work.
Oh, and that's where you want him.
Sure.
That's where you want him down there. But I will say this to Bill's point. I think in the Temple game, if you're fortunate enough to get to that game, your matchup, I think, swings a lot more in the backcourt. I hear you on the front court, and they create some interesting challenges for Temple if you can run your offense. The problem with Wichita State against Temple has been being able to run their offense and possessions. Go back and look at the last game against Temple, and they still scored a bunch of points, but they gave up so many possessions on turnovers. Mm-hmm. I think guard play against Temple, Temple's got nice, consistent, solid, experienced guards that can pressure you, that can really dictate pace. And Wichita State, with their young guards, are going to have to counteract that. If we're really looking that far forward here in the process, I think it's all about guards. Can you handle their pressure? Can you value the basketball? Can you make the most out of your possessions? I think that gives you a really good chance to win a game against a team like Temple. Hell, what did they turn it over? 21, 22 times, whatever it was?
I'd have to look, but there was a stretch there where they didn't get a shot up. Yeah. I mean, there was
And they lost by three.
Yep. Four or five consecutive trips down the floor when all they needed was just to hang on to the ball. Couldn't do that. Yeah, it was a...
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, and every game changes. You never know. I mean, you know how a game looks pace-wise probably within the first few minutes. You get a sense for how it's going to be, and you never know what the style is going to be, but you know how Temple wants to play, and they want to make you uncomfortable in playing that style. I think Wichita State can play up and down the court. But I don't know, are they best suited to play at breakneck speed, or are they better suited to be a little bit more under control, allow their offense to work for them, work a little in the half court?
There is some versatility to this team, at least. They can win both ways. I don't know what suits them best necessarily, but they can get up and down. They're athletic enough to get up and down, you know, with Dennis and Burton and those guys running the fast break, I'm not necessarily talking about fast break, but quick possessions.
Sure.
They can play both ways, but this game tonight, not that they need to walk it up the floor, but they need to test ECU's interior to start with, get some easy baskets, get some, you know, decent looks around the rim.
Get some feel good going,
get
man.
Some feel good going. That's right.
Let it ride.
Yeah, don't make this a 65-63 one possession.
Don't let them muck this thing up. No question.
What's on tap is brought to you by Side Pockets, where the Thursday lunch special is a crispy chicken strips basket served with fries for just $5.95 today at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler at Side Pockets. Again, a reminder. American basketball here on KFH, South Florida and UConn, Tulane and Memphis, and over on KEYN tonight at 8 o'clock, Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will have the pregame at 8 o'clock, tip at 9. KEYN 103.7 as Wichita State takes on ECU in the American in Memphis. All right, time for our Twitter question. It's brought to you by Cindio HRO. I have some odds and ends in addition to that. And then David Beatty is suing the University of Kansas. We'll have that story for you in 20 minutes. That's what's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets, here on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.